You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help set them apart and be competitive in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. Today's topic is about AI lead generation, and it's about smarter selling for small businesses. And today's expert guest is Patrick Smith. Patrick is an innovative, seasoned business coach and digital marketing strategist with over 30 years of experience. He is also a speaker and an author, focusing on empowering small business owners to embrace smart digital marketing practices so that they, those small business owners, can grow and maintain a competitive advantage in an oversaturated business marketplace. Fun fact about Patrick is that he is known as the RV digital nomad. He actually gets to tour around the United States in his RV and make money cha-ching, cha-ching while driving because he's so good at what he does in the digital marketing space. So he also loves to teach other entrepreneurs how they too can have that kind of freedom and make a lot of money so that they can have the life that they've always dreamed of. So today, again, we're going to talk about AI lead generation. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Patrick.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. That makes me sound special.
Patrick, I'm very excited about what you're going to be sharing with our audience today regarding AI lead generation, because as you all are probably very aware, AI has been out now for a couple of years, and it's really, really changing and leveling the playing field a bit more for small business owners. So we're going to talk about how this AI tool can specifically take away a lot of the guesswork when it comes to helping small business owners identify their target audience. And so, Patrick, what can you share about this tool that will really help differentiate anything like LinkedIn or Sales Navigator, tools like that? Can you kind of share with us?
The new generative AI is exploding in growth. And if you're like me, I can't go without getting 20 or 30 different emails a day without something about AI. The question is, how can I use that to grow my business? Should I use that to grow my business? And is my competition using it to grow their business so that they have a leg up, if you will, on me, that they have an advantage over what I'm doing? So generative AI has multiple pieces to it when we think about using it for a business. We can use it in one of my systems. I call it a QuadraBot system because we have four different bots that we use. And one of the bots we'll talk about specifically today is the lead generation bot. That's that first portion of how do I get a lead? How do I find a lead? And how do I know it's a good lead? And how do I know that that's my ideal customer that I'm talking to? Then, you know, you're going to have a bot that needs to be able to communicate to that ideal customer after you found them. You're going to need to have automations and things in place with the AI that has the right way to speak to that person. And with the new stuff, we can actually use voice bots that will call that person and carry on a conversation. So the first thing we have to think about is, who is your ideal customer? Who is that person that you like to do business with, that is interested in what you have and has the money to pay for it? Who's that person? So that person, that avatar, that's your ideal customer. If you can think about them in your brain, and where do they hang out? What do they want to do? What are their needs and focuses? If I'm selling golf balls, it might be a good idea to have a customer who's at a golf course, because guess what? He's going to need golf balls. Now, if I'm selling golf balls, I probably don't want to spend my time at a hair salon. With generative AI, we can go out, use what's called big data, every time you buy something or anytime you do any search online or anytime you do anything online, there is somebody who's collecting your information. And a lot of times they'll resell that. They'll package it and resell it. And sometimes it won't be with your name on it. Sometimes it will. But they can find out that that IP address on your computer likes to go out and look for golf balls, for example. All business is relational. If we can find a way to find the right customer and then create a relational communication with them and then follow up on that communication, that's just money in the bank. So the first thing that we do when we're looking at working with generative AI is we need to instruct the AI on what it is we want it to do and who we are. What's your business name, your website? What do you sell? Who does it help? That thing that you sell, who's your customer? Who does it help? What does it do for them? What problem does it solve for them? Who's the contact person that they should contact if the customer is interested? And then what's the personality that you want your AI to have? Which is really fun because you can make the AI friendly, fun. I use happy and professional a lot of times, but you could make it sarcastic. Then once we've got your business profile, then we come in and we work on integrating that profile with whatever database management system you may be using, whether it's HubSpot, Go High Level, Salesforce. Then we go to the training portion. And in the training portion, what we do is we say to the AI, okay, here's a website where I have information about my business. Go there and learn about me. Or here's a spreadsheet or information about my company so that you can go and learn more about who I am. So what we can do is we can search to find people in a specific industry in a specific area. For example, a contractor who lives in a certain city like Seattle, Washington. Okay. And then we can filter that and say, I only want to see businesses that have, let's say, 3 to 10 years of experience, or only has a contact method that includes a work email, or is a C-suite, C-level management, or I've got a lot of filters that I can use to decide who do I want to see as a result of the people search. I can go to a company search. I can do a domain search where I can say, okay, I'm looking for somebody with the name of a company or their website and see the results of that. We also have a program called an influencer search, where if you have a product or service that influencers would like to talk about, and you probably know social media, influencers love to chat. They love to see products that they can get a referral fee or an affiliate fee for. Who would be a good influencer for me? Somebody who likes to talk about sports and golf and that kind of stuff and has a big following. So I might go into my influencer search and I would sort it based on the number of followers they have, the age ranges, what reels they have, what kind of engagements they get, what their engagement rate is, maybe, you know, how many people they communicated with in the last days, certain hashtags. I can create all kinds of different things on an influencer, find out about that influencer, and then I can take that influencer's information and I can start a campaign to talk to that influencer about my golf balls and why they're so special and why the influencer should tell their people about my golf balls on their social media site. And by the way, Mr. Influencer, if you do that, I'd be happy to give you an affiliate fee for helping sell my golf balls. So now all of a sudden, you could go to somebody who has hundreds of thousands of customers that you need and talk to one person who has 100,000 people that might be interested in your product or service. Now, that's maximizing your rate of return. You didn't spend a fortune in Google ads and Facebook ads and everything else to do that. Once you found the lead, you put the leads into a list. And in the list, once they come in, then we can do what's called a data enrichment. It'll show you like the LinkedIn site for the customer. It'll show you additional information on the customer. For example, what other social media sites they might be on. In this one instance, I just pulled up, it shows every phone number that might be available for this one person. I mean, phone number, every email address. There's like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 7, 10, like 10 or 11 email addresses for this person that we found. Where they're, what their education, their job history, their lead, you know, what they do, all different kinds of, just tons of data. Then what we can do is we go, okay, we want to send a direct message to this person. So we click our little AI button that says direct message. And the system went out, looked at the business profile and created a DM. Right. So it's each message is individually created for each contact, which is mind-boggling when you think about it. Okay. And this all took about 10 seconds to create. You can come in and edit the prompt. Just click a button and edit the prompt if you want it to prompt it a different way. And if you're happy, you can copy it, send it right out in a direct message manually if you wanted to, or using our integrations with your database management system, our autopilot search. This is a little bit of an upgrade, but with our autopilot search, we create all of these searches. We create a search for you and then tell the system, okay, I want you to go out and search for people that have these characteristics. And I want you to repeat it so many times a day, a week, whatever. And I want X number of leads. So we could say, okay, system, I can only handle 10 leads a week and really follow up on them. So go out, run the search, do all that, get the 10 leads and send them to me automatically into my my Google Doc or my CRM or wherever you want it to be sent to. The other thing that we do in our system that is insanely important is that we verify every email account of the person that we're relating, we're connecting you to. So when we go to get you an email account, it's run through what's called zero bounce, which is a place that makes sure that that email will not bounce. And we also have an ability to be able to do a negative search where you can search it and say, do not give me an email that says info at or support at or something like that. Because those tend to be emails you don't want to send things to because you're not going to get an answer. It will be more chance of you being into spam. One of the things that I offer everybody in everything that I do, whether you're a customer of mine or not, is a free consultation that is no hassle, no pressure, no sweat. You can call me, you can get on a Zoom call with me, and I will give you freely piles of information that you would have to go pay somebody else a bunch of money to get. Jump on my calendar, go to meetpatricksmith.com. Pretty simple. M-E-E-T, Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.com.
And if you want to go and check out this AI lead generation tool that he's talking about, you can actually go to techwithheartnetwork.com/lead-AI. And you can like watch some videos. You can better understand how it might work for you. And this is really, again, one of the best lead generation AI tools that I've seen so far because it's a comprehensive suite and it indeed can integrate with your existing business infrastructure systems, basically namely a CRM, so that you can have like automations in place for that outreach and then the follow-up for those outreaches, because it's not enough to just reach out one time. It actually requires you sometimes following up 3 to 5 to 7 times. It just really depends on the person that you're reaching out to and what they might have going on. But I know in the world of marketing, you definitely have to have many, many touch points where you're actually trying to get the person's attention because entrepreneurs are just busy, right? So I really recommend you go there and check that out. And I want to thank Patrick for being our guest today. If you are a small business owner and you want to be around innovative, but yet heart-centered entrepreneurs who are taking advantage of leveraging AI and other technologies and automations so that they can grow rapidly, make it appear as though you have a humongous team, but maybe there's only like three or four of you. You know, that is something that we really strive for here at the Tech with Heart Network. We want you to come and consider joining our community. And people like Patrick are always teaching us incredibly valuable tools, systems, and strategies. And so we'd love to have you come check us out, techwithheartnetwork.com. We are a nonprofit organization focused on enlightening and empowering you, small business owners, to soar in a digital era. So here's to your success.